Alabama voters go to the polls tomorrow to decide a heated Republican primary for Attorney General Jeff Sessions' former Senate seat. Luther Strange was appointed to the seat back in February. He's now backed by key players in Washington, including President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. But despite that formidable support, he is not a shoo-in. He's running against Congressman Mo Brooks and former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who was unseated twice from the bench because of his conservative religious stances. Gigi Duban from Here and Now contributor WBHM in Birmingham has this story.
Every so often, at a recent Senate candidate forum in Trussville, Alabama, a suburb northeast of Birmingham, you'd hear this. That's because the forum was set at a firearms training center. For Alabama voters who are passionate about gun rights, it was the perfect backdrop. Four candidates were there. Congressman Mo Brooks, former head of the Alabama Christian Coalition Randy Brinson, businessman Brian Peoples, and Senator Luther Strange. They talked about abortion and health care and bringing religion back into government. Doug Atkins, a retired 911 operator, says of the four, he's probably voting for Brooks.
I thought he answered the questions much more succinctly and straightforward.
Before the debate, Senator Strange worked the crowd. The 6'9" incumbent often had to lean down to get at eye level with his constituents.
Everybody doing good?
Yes, sir. Everybody's doing great.
Who are you voting for?
You.
Good. That's what I wanted to hear.
Strange was appointed by former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley to take Jeff Sessions' seat in the Senate. He has heavy backing from Washington. Super PACs connected to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have poured millions into his campaign. On top of that, President Donald Trump recently tweeted his support for Strange. But just as liberal was the dirty word in Alabama politics, establishment has become the new dirty word among conservatives here. Enter former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. He's positioning himself as the Washington outsider. And voters like Aurelia Cook of nearby St. Clair County admire that. I asked Cook who she planned to vote for in the primary.
I'm probably for the person that wasn't here.
She means Moore, who was busy attending a rally in Mobile put on by several churches in his honor. Cook says candidates who are too entrenched in Washington politics are totally removed from real life in Alabama. Not Moore, she says.
I'm not for the Republican establishment.
The anti-establishment mantra seems to be working for Moore. He's leading in most polls. A little background. He's a social conservative. He was removed from the Alabama bench twice, once for refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the courthouse, and another for telling probate judges to defy federal orders and continue the state's ban on same-sex marriage. He's painting himself as the feisty fighter. Judy Pate owns a cleaning business.
I've always liked Judge Roy Moore. I think he's a wonderful Christian, and I've always liked him.
But a wonderful Christian doesn't always translate to a great senator for Pate, who is mostly set on Strange. He's been in the Senate, she says, and she thinks he's doing a good job. But after the debate, she liked what a lot of the other candidates had to say, too. Now she's exploring her options.
It's something I'm not completely locked in, but I am praying that the Lord will show me exactly what he wants me to do.
That, she says, plus a lot more research before Tuesday's primary. A runoff is likely on the GOP side. And then the focus shifts to the Democrats. Pundits say the Democrats' best chance is if Roy Moore wins the Republican primary. The last time Alabama voters sent a Democrat to the Senate was more than 20 years ago. For Here and Now, I'm Gigi Duban in Birmingham.